There used to be no good place for me to find my nerd news. Then I found the video game bang, baby.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with the Video Game Bang Podcast, and we have a special lineup of Jade Arena and Alexander Bags joining, of course, myself and Aaron Carter. We are tackling Mortal Kombat X as well as rumors about a PS4 and Vita bundle coming out from Sony. Please go follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. I am so excited for this week's episode of
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel.
The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job, he can play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. I am back in the loop. The guys did a great job this weekend.
You okay?
Speaking of which...
Are you all right?
Who?
You.
Why?
What happened to What's Up Pizzas?
What's up, pizzas?
Wow.
1 week.
I know, it takes 1 week and then he's just forgotten everything.
Okay. Where's the cameras? This is Video Gaming. Wow. Aaron Carter, my so-host? My so-so.
We live in New York. We live in Soho.
My so-so co-host, Aaron Carter. How you doing today?
What's up, everybody? I'm doing fine.
You did a great job hosting the show.
Thank you. You've grown so far. Boys to Men CD is actually pretty good. Go and buy it.
This week's episode is 100% Stephen Free.
Yay!
He moved on to greener pastures.
Later, loser.
So taking his seat, we'll ask that in a minute, is Alexander Bags.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
You guys, I'm here now. You're going to want Stephen back real quick.
You guys asked for him, and he is back. And how does Stephen's seat feel?
Very comfy. I think it's still warm from when he sat here. I sat down, and it was pre-warm. No, he's still here.
And joining us again, back from exile, Jade Arena.
Jeez, exile?
Yeah, you were exiled, I guess.
Who gave that command?
It wasn't really a command, but when you're not here, you might as well be dead, honestly.
Oh, okay.
It was Ty Whitmaster.
I mean, that's just life. When people aren't here, I mean, I don't think about you guys. You guys are exiled from my mind.
She said, who gave the command? Who gave the command?
I didn't even know who I needed to assassinate.
The mountain.
The mountain. So we have a lot going on in Video Game Bang world. This is our... we're going to do a weekend show.
Yeah.
So we have one more show before we go heavy into E3 next week, where we will have three brand new episodes. Each night, we will have a nightcap with a condensed version of the podcast. We'll let you guys know the sights and sounds and smells that we've experienced.
I was going to say not the smells.
I'm anticipating some strong aromas in that building.
You think so?
It's going to be rancid.
Oh, yeah.
I would work with tastes, though. Interpret that as you will.
300
I was talking about food,
guys.
Everyone. No. Food. Yeah,
no, he
food.
Was not. He's talking about 300
sweaty guys.
I've got to
rep Steven. Come on. He's talking about food.
Wow.
Let's see. If you have not already, check us out on Twitter at Video Game Bang. We have a Facebook, facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. Twitch. We have been all over Twitch as of late. You can check us out. We have two different streams. Occasionally we cross those streams. Aaron can be reached at twitch.tv/VGBang. And my channel is twitch.tv/Video Game_Bang. I think you kind of made out on that one.
What do you mean?
I think your URL is going to be a lot easier than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to make it just under one affiliate, though. I've seen that done with other channels.
Yeah, you can make a team.
Yeah,
we can do that?
Yeah, we can make a team.
Spooky does it. Team Spooky.
I've seen, like, Illuminati.
Shout out to Spooky, by the way.
Team Spooky sounds like he has a cousin named, like, Junebug or something.
<It's> terrible.
Spooky and Junebug.
I found a very, very distracting Twitch channel the other day called Salty Bats.
Salty Bats? Yes.
Yeah, Salty Bats.
My God. If
you
I did
lost
not spend
hours, right?
Hours. Just they melted away.
Yeah, yeah. And then you look. I've been here for days.
Ask Jerry and Gondo, because I sat there just betting, and I made an account, and I was just, all right, let's go, Ken. Win me some money.
At least you know you have a gambling problem.
Are you betting real dollars for this?
No, it's all fake money.
Oh, okay.
And all it's all it's on Mugen, right?
Yes.
It's all Mugen, where they have all of the craziest fighting characters or whatever. Not even fighting characters, but whatevers.
They show you who voted for who or who bet on who. They show you odds and everything. Like I was just sitting there. I was clicking away, just like, okay, him.
Train for Vegas.
I might as well. I mean, if they had a section in Vegas that was just Mugen bets, I'm there. But it was enthralling. Like, I was sitting there cheering my warrior to go on, and then they did a whole bracket thing too, a tournament style. Oh my gosh, I was done from there. Some characters are cheating. Like, they had Robotnik.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like. Mm-hmm. I kept trying to bet against him the whole time. They had Ryu from the Street Fighter movie arcade edition. Beautiful. Beautiful. And then I put most of my money on Captain Commando, and he was just knocking people out of the tournament so well. And I was like, this is good. All right. I'm going to keep rolling with Cap. And then he fought Captain America and lost. And I was
Captain.
I was so upset.
Cap action.
So did you end with more dollars or less?
You start off with 400. I think I have $700 now.
Nice. You're nice. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
That's down from 1500. So
he has a problem. Well,
I'm still positive.
You still started with four. Yeah.
I'm positive. You're but salty bets, everybody. We need to beat there.
Salty
reviews.
Bets. After you follow Video Game Bang, you go follow Salty Bets.
But the guy, that's a genius idea.
Very genius.
That's awesome.
Have you seen the one where they do the WWE game and they make video game characters in
no.
it? And they have the fight.
I've seen like the Ninja Turtles and stuff like that.
And they'll make
awesome.
Characters in it. It's awesome. Wow. And and you can like say you'll see who wins in like a tournament and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Check us out on iTunes, on Stitcher, Zune Marketplace. We're available on all the pod apps. And if you have a pod app that you like and we are not there, let us know and we will definitely get there. We appreciate all of the likes and subscribes you can give us. Helps us out moving forward, getting bigger reviews, going to more events. So do that for us. Let's see. NerdReactor.com. What's going on over there, Aaron? What have you done recently?
Well, I'm working on a review right now. It's a little frustrating.
Oh, that's right. I asked the question knowing full well what it should have been.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I watched you stream it. You're you're playing?
I'm playing 1001 Spikes.
Indie game.
Are there actually 1001?
Have
you hit all of them?
I damn near.
It seems like there's a lot more than 1001 Spikes.
You start off with 1001 lives. So, that's
so you
cool.
can hit 1001 Spikes.
There's a full backstory in this 2D 8-bit game. Like,
nice.
Full. Like, and if I had paid attention more, I probably would know.
You're looking for your father is all I
basically,
recall.
Yeah, you're basically just looking for your dad.
Through a complex cave
of
spikes and
flamethrowers, scorpions.
So exactly like your childhood?
Poison.
Yes. I was just saying, why is your dad there, Aaron?
Treasure. And I question how valuable this treasure is.
The Bruno Mars song, right?
Yes. That whole album is at the end of this whole thing. Yes.
They're for the digital rights.
I really don't understand why somebody would build this trap. How do you get into your own treasure? I swear, at the end, if there was a back door right here.
You build it from the inside out.
It's a 2D platformer, so like in theory, you can just go around everything. Probably.
But it is fun. It is fun. It's just frustrating because you have a whole level, you get halfway, and then a spike kills you, and you have to start the whole thing over. And it's just like, what the hell?
So it's kind of like, almost like, I want to be the man, or the guy.
I
want to be the guy, or whatnot.
What? You haven't seen it? Cat Mario as well. I want to be the guy. I want to be the guy Gaiden.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just as lost as you are.
Really? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
and we run
at least
the podcast.
There's
video games. Video games.
Feels like Super Meat Boy difficult.
Yes, it's in the same vein.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Super Meat Boy really blew up the recognition for those genres.
And this, it's 1001 Frustrations. That's going to be the name of my...
memoir about it.
Oh, son of a gun. What look at the time. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. I need a second to recover.
Why did they both go down to their phone like, what am I playing?
That was, of course, the What You Playing theme song brought to you by the Technicator, Kyle McGuire. You're going to like the way you melt in your mouth.
Wow, you're just mixing the advertisements now.
So, let's start with the new guy, Alexander Baggs. What have you been playing?
Payday 2 on the PC.
More and more people.
And why haven't you sent me a game invite?
Because I usually accept other people's invites.
Oh.
I never start things. I only
that actually does that actually does that actually does make sense from our past
that's
history.
Awkward,
yes. That is true.
I've been playing with Steven. I'm better than him still.
So you are playing with Steven?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I thought this was a co-op game.
It is. I'm still better.
Yes, wow, you can definitely. You get more money.
When Steven dies setting up trip mines 3 times in a row, you kind of wonder, hey, Steve, they're probably not that good. You probably should shoot the bad guys instead of standing in front of them setting up trip mine. Hey, guys, hang on. I just got to put this. Don't walk in this laser. It's really good. I've been playing with friends. 4 players, super fun. Also, robbing banks turns out is very fun.
I appreciated Aaron's. I actually listened to the show.
Wow!
Like, contrary to popular belief.
Okay.
And that was probably my favorite part. You discussing mall cops coming off the ceiling.
Yeah, that was the stupidest thing.
Do you have a rebuttal for that one, Alex? Because he was making it seem
what am I rebutting? What am I rebutting?
You're rebutting the fact that
there's ahead, super Aaron. Agents in the mall that drop from the ceilings, rappel from the ceilings, and try to stop you. Did you do that mission where you have to do a certain amount of damage in the mall?
Yeah.
Okay, and then why did Paul Blart come on the top of the
He's
ceiling?
He's just a really good mall cop.
With
have you
an
seen
AK.
The movie? That movie like, was awesome.
He doesn't have an AK.
Well,
they have pistols.
Nonetheless, they have repelling
rope. Repelling
rope.
Well, no, it's he just stole the SWAT guys. The SWAT guys did it first, and he's like, oh, I can do this too.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, I saw him tucked in shirt and everything, and then top flight security just come down. And I'm like, that makes no sense.
I have seen them just stand. They get down there, and then they kind of stand around and look. And then you just pop, 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 pop.
All their training went into rappelling. It's like, oh my God, what do I do now?
It's good because they don't have any armor, so you can hit them on the rappel down too, and then they just go,
oh, see, literally, I was inside of one of the stores, like, drilling a safe, and then I just happened to look outside, and I was like, what is that? So I just ducked down and just like, well, I guess I'll do what
I
need to do.
Let him go.
Can you believe they're exaggerating things in video games?
No.
No, but that's it. Okay. This has like a realistic kind of aspect to it. You have to stake out
wrong.
The place.
No.
Nope.
What do you mean no? Wrong.
You can throw on your mask and be like, all right, that's it. We're done. I'm just going to shoot stuff
and
forever.
Then response time is like, there is like, it's light speed. It's
well, the only way we can find out is really we got to go to a bank and try some of this stuff.
That's terrible.
Make sure you bring your clown masks.
Yes.
It's the most important thing.
I have a sad face mask now.
That'll fare.
Yeah.
I'll have to get this game. Is it free?
No.
Oh, never mind. Was on sale last weekend for $10.
And what is it now?
Probably $30.
Damn.
Yeah.
I played it for free with that 2-day
weekend. It was on free
weekend,
yeah.
Oh, on Steam?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Steam. Greatest
the way to
delivery
go.
System ever.
And there it is, everybody.
Thank
Jada!
You. Thank you, Base Gaben.
What are you playing?
I've been playing Puppeteer on the PS3. It was the free for plus little
platformer,
kind of Little Big Planet-esque. Just finished the first act. Pretty cool. Different elements or whatnot. You get different masks or whatnot, or heads, and each head has a special ability and you use it in different parts or whatnot, and it triggers the special events and stuff, even like in boss fights. So pretty cool stuff.
Is it an indie game?
Is it a what?
Indie game?
No, it was a disc launch on PS3 last year or whatnot. So I don't remember the developer on it, but pretty cool. I've been playing it. I'm going to try it out in 3D tonight when I get home and try to see how it plays in 3D versus the normal boring 2D. And then Wolfenstein. I'm starting up Wolfenstein tonight.
Wolfenstein. When did that one come out?
That came out on the 20th last month.
Oh, okay.
So
it's been out for a while.
Been out for a little while, but...
I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it, and it's supposed to have like RPG mechanics to where the more you... Kind of like Skyrim, to where the more you use a certain skill or trait, the more that improves or whatnot. And so I'm pretty excited to try that out and see where Wolfenstein takes me against the Nazis.
Good stuff. Aaron Carter, the man with the voice.
Besides 1001 Spikes, I've actually played Marvel Heroes online.
Oh, we swore we would never do that.
No. I had to. I needed something. I needed something.
There's we promised.
So many other things.
I needed something. No, and
so he needed his fix, man.
Yeah, like I had to see what the bad was, but it's not that bad.
Oh my God.
here we go. All right, so I've been playing. What I've been playing.
I'm sorry that it's my fix for Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Where's my Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
It's called Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
It died with two.
Yeah, it died with two. Thank you.
Yes, it died with two.
So I had to find something, and I couldn't even be the Black Panther because I didn't choose him first, apparently, when I started my account on my laptop.
Oh, it's not that bad.
I just can't be anyone that I want to be or have any fun.
You have to build up your in-game currency.
Fake money.
Yeah, to buy. And he's not that expensive. He's only $400. You get one coin every 5 hours. So
until you have him when you're 40.
Yeah, they've got you.
Exactly.
Got you.
Oh.
It said he loved me.
Thought you were better than that.
He said he loved me.
Honeyed lies.
That's what are you playing? What are you playing, Corey?
First of all, thanks for asking.
Wow.
I have been playing Murdered Soul Suspect. And I did a review for Nerd Reactor. I got the game a whopping like 5 hours before it came out and streamed a little bit of it to a lot of heckling.
Really?
People were just upset about the game. Well, it wasn't me. Like, we were playing and they were asking questions. Can you do this? And I'd be like, no. Oh, does it have this? Unfortunately, no.
Oh, my God. Why?
This game is garbage.
Were they rational questions?
A lot of them were rational questions.
Were they? Because I would have had some questions like, why do I have to possess somebody to hear what they have to say or something? Why can't I just look over shoulders?
Because that's a ghost trick phantom detective.
That makes no sense. If I'm dead and I can hear them, why don't I just look over their shoulder?
That's why. Exactly.
That's
what
exactly
you just
why
did.
There's no microphones unless you're
exactly
inside of them.
Look over their shoulder and then just like it, a lot of the stuff when I was watching the trailer, it just seemed like why
I remember I when I watched the trailer thinking, oh, that's kind of cool, yeah, that's awesome, and then Aaron coming over and like kind of being a realist about it. Yeah, that is pretty stupid.
Like, what?
I think I'm burned off of ghost games since that one game on the GameCube.
Geist?
Yeah. Just never again.
I thought Geist was good, though.
No.
It wasn't?
I heard it was decent.
No.
It was voted like one of the best shooters on the GameCube.
There you go. It wasn't the worst piece of crap on this crap thing.
Yeah.
This is a breakdown. If you want to get a full written review, you can read it at nerdreactor.com. Posted this morning, you can get the lowdown. But so far, the highlight is the main storyline. The main storyline is actually pretty interesting.
Whoa, wait. The main storyline in a story-based game?
Yeah.
I was going to say,
it being good. You know, it being good. That's where it kind of drops off, though. You're compelled, like the storytelling is beautiful. Square Enix does, you know, their thing where it's very artistic and stuff. It tells the story of his life through his tattoos, and
that's cool.
He finds love through, you know, goes from criminal to cop through the power of love. But then in tragedy, she gets murdered, and then so he's living this world as
like said, the story was good.
And then you start open the story, and he's murdered, and you come out as a ghost, and then you walk towards the light. And then you see her. She's like in heaven. And she's like, to get here, you have to finish your unsolved
Why don't she just flip him off right there at the gates then? Jeez.
Well, she's like,
to get here.
Yeah.
As he
peace,
floats
nerd
back down. Aww. So, I went from criminal
I thought
to
this
cop
was
for
love.
You.
You have to find out who solved or who murdered you.
Who solved the case before you?
through a bunch of like, so they took every cheesy ghost thing. You can poltergeist, you know, make things, items come to life to distract the retarded NPCs. I haven't seen NPCs this bad in a long time. Perfectly stationary. None of them move. The same voiceover.
Honestly, you've never seen me at work.
Why?
And then I hear something. What's that? I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Were they in positions or like in situations where they needed to move a lot, though?
Yeah. They're people. They're human beings.
I'm just saying, like, you're a ghost, so nothing's going to really react to you because they can't see you,
the
right?
They'll conveniently station two people next to each other having a conversation, and then that's just it. They just sit there.
Is it long as conversations, or does it,
no,
like,
they're
eventually dialogue in?
No, they repeat, and then you can, like, possess people to read their minds,
mm-hmm.
And everybody has the same, like, three voices.
Wow, that does suck.
It's terrible.
Oh, no, the Elder Scrolls troubles.
You go to, like, there was a dude on a park bench, and I was, you know, in the stream. I was like, let's go see what this guy's thinking. And because there was a hot chick, you know, as hot as I guess computer chick can get, in yoga pants.
Don't
like,
judge.
Walking in front of him. And I'm like, oh, he's got to be thinking, like, damn, look at that ass. And I go into his mind, and he's thinking, like, wow, I can't believe they killed that cop three blocks away from me. I wonder what I would do if I saw the killer.
Because that's exactly what everybody in the park is thinking.
Then you
right
go to
now.
The next guy, and he's thinking, man, that cop just died three blocks away.
That's so stupid. There should have been at least one guy that you jump in his head and it's like, boobs. Boobs.
There's a few.
I think that was, well, I think Watch Dogs went and did that. You know, the whole phone, you can pull everything up. So I think it was Watch Dogs kind of stole a lot of that.
Well, then, yeah. But this is like, you're really personal. Like, you're in somebody's head. So it's got to be more. What guys
but
think
you're
about
a ghost?
Sick?
It's different.
No.
It's
you can only access the parts that,
that
you
think
want.
About
yeah.
you. Actually, okay. Actually, that would make sense. It's only the parts that think about you or something related to you. Boom. What?
That's another thing they did that was
that's
weird. They
there,
tried
though.
To rationalize things that didn't need rationalizing, and in so only raised more questions, like what things you can go through and what things you can't go through, like the phase shifting, like of.
Like, what can you go through?
I'd rather them just say you can't go through things that are glowing and you can go through things that are dull. But instead, they go through this big old overdrawn thing of the spirit world that you're in and that how there's sacred things that people did to keep you from going in the houses. When in reality, I know that just how video games work. We can't go everywhere.
That's a real thing, walls. Too.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Haven't you seen right. the skeleton key? The skeleton key?
You can go in through open windows and stuff, or if a human like opens the door, you can possess the human and go through the door. It's weird.
Is it about thresholds? Thresholds are a thing.
Yeah, I sell them at Lowe's. They're nothing
he
spiritual.
Sells magic.
Are you selling magic, Aaron Carter?
Thresholds you don't even know.
Thresholds are on aisle 15.
How do you
and
know about
ghosts?
Vampires, that's a thing. Not. They can only be
going.
Invited in, and they're yeah. supernatural, and they're predatory, and all that.
Don't give me that Twilight bullcrap.
Oh. That's every vampire everywhere.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering, there is no inventory system of any kind, no leveling system of
any
kind.
He has no
kind.
Pockets. How can he?
It's fairly repetitive. You know, they put you in a designated area to find clues. You find them and move on to the next one. The one thing that was really unnecessary was the addition of demons. They don't really justify why there's demons in there and why they're trying to suck your soul
because
out.
You're in you're in purgatory and they want to steal your soul
sure.
because they're hungry.
Yeah, but there's no good combat system other than hiding in these little pockets and then sneaking up behind them and then using the force to like rip them to shreds. But you can only do this to them when they're not looking at you, which is, I don't
that's
know.
That's a little weak.
Yeah, that's
that dumb.
It should have been,
that's
you know,
the
like,
weird part.
Yeah, that's.
No, not weird. Weak.
Oh,
weak.
Okay.
Yeah, they should have had like some type of combat system like Resident Evil or Shadows of the Dam, something.
Or
some
no combat of, system. That is perfectly okay.
Or
I was
like a stealth system
so
wouldn't be the worst.
If they would have went like Outlast where
maybe.
You literally
ghost.
Just
how more stealth can you get?
No,
I would
from
rather,
other ghosts.
Other ghosts.
I would have rather
do you not believe in anything paranormal?
No.
Paranatural? Is that really?
Paranormal.
Paranorman?
No, Paranatural is a webcomic that I read. Sorry. It's really good.
Not with
go
rules.
Check it out.
Not with all those type of rules.
There has to be rules.
Yeah,
lots.
Why is paranormal? It doesn't have to have any rules.
But it's also normal.
Wow.
It left much to be desired. Put it that way. Okay. 2 out of 5 stars. 2 out of 5.
Wow
really?
Ouch. Yeah, I give it 2.
I'll just kick the developer in the nads right now. Just invite him in your house.
Hello, sir. Ding. Good day, sir.
Let's get into the news, everybody. We're going to try and get into the news with what time we have left. Retailer listing for PS4 Vita bundle has appeared.
And there you have it.
Yay!
That's the news.
Yeah, how much is the price down there, though?
Let's see. The long-anticipated PS4 Vita bundle might be about to make its appearance through a listing of Ultimate Player Edition points to a July 4th release in Europe. Amazon France is carrying the listing, including a 500-gigabyte PlayStation 4 and Vita for $790.
Or €579.99.
Because
we can trust the French.
That's euros the...
I'm not talking about the money currency. I'm just
talking
about their report.
What their report is?
Yeah.
A standalone console carries a $543 price tag, and the image carries a screenshot of Infamous Second Son. But that could simply be a reference to the Vita's remote play feature and not imply that
but
they're
But what if it's bundled with both and the game? That's not the worst deal.
Nobody's buying that for $790.
Ah, do you know people who like Sony?
do I know people? Is all you
who like asked. Sony? No. They're different. They're special. No.
That's like one in every, I don't know, 30 people maybe.
Well, look at the
they still wouldn't buy
the
it.
Console war was basically, in my opinion, won with the price tag.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Which is why this is coming out way after the fact. But
they can
they're
throw
both,
it out
they're
there.
They're both doing the opposite of what they're.
Yes.
Microsoft, oh, sorry, guys, it's too expensive. Sony's like, sorry, guys, it was too cheap.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait
give
a
some more crap.
It'll throw, I mean, it'll. Some people will buy this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's not
day anything. One purchase right here. That's a joke. That's a joke. Yeah, I don't buy
clearly,
things anymore.
It's clearly.
He has the internet.
I have the internet.
Speaking of this, I want to bring up another story. I think we talked about it. That Wii U Mario Kart bundle, though.
Amazing. Mario Kart, love it. I forgot I've been playing that.
Mario Kart is actually really good. I actually got to play that as well.
I love you mean it.
A statement that's never been uttered before. Mario Kart's always supposed to be good.
Don't say Double Dash was bad.
What's wrong with you?
Which one was bad?
I didn't care for Double Dash.
Wow, you have lost.
So which one was bad?
None.
Which one was bad?
None.
All right.
Like,
cool.
Did I lose?
Like, the sky is still blue, everyone. Yeah. Mario Kart is good.
No, yeah, not in Japan. Like, it's not. There's a dark swirling circle of clouds and demons.
I don't know.
Getting ready to ascend down and find your house.
I don't know how you didn't like Double Dash. That was they included.
It's the one,
that was, they
it's,
added the most new characters, the newest items, the
co-op
newest,
racing.
Most tracks. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like the co-op. It was too much.
What?
I like the simple.
There were too many features.
Total. If you take my Mario Kart hours and put them in a pie chart. Half of it was probably the SNES version.
Super Mario Kart.
The Super Mario Kart.
Okay, yeah. So I still don't understand why you did not
mine
like
is
Double
actually
Dash.
Mario Kart 64.
Mario Kart 64
Mario
is
Kart.
My
I would wake
second.
Up Saturday mornings, no one else in the house awake, and I'd just play by myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
I'm winning.
Then they'd wake up and I was like, let's battle? Actually, I'd ask it like that. Battle?
Wow.
That's the one thing I can say about the new Mario Kart that they sucked on is the battle mode. That's their biggest down point.
In the new one?
Yeah, in the new one. They took out the custom arenas that they had built in all the other Mario Karts, well, 64 and on, where you had those custom arenas built. Now it's just, they just put you on one of the tracks, one of the eight courses.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. And
bullshit.
Like, now, one thing they did do to combat it is you can do a, they added a U-turn, so you can do a real quick U-turn.
Yeah,
by,
but no.
But,
nice try.
Yeah,
but you're not getting past
well,
this guy.
There's, you know, they're not linear tracks, but you know what I mean.
They're not
but
really
they're,
linear.
They're not.
They're open world tracks.
My
yeah,
favorite,
you,
I mean,
can,
the
you can turn around and drive.
The block, like, yeah.
Block fort.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, the
one.
Block fort was
oh, man.
Sick.
Here's to hoping Nintendo does some DLC and fixes that. I mean, if they're doing
DLC.
A... if they're doing
it'll be free DLC,
oh, yeah,
though.
For sure.
I nearly...
If they do... Well, I mean, I don't know. They're doing a season pass for Mario Golf on the 3DS
oh,
that they're charging
God.
For.
Yeah, that's because
so.
they already have suckers. They bought Mario Golf.
Yeah.
I
we get more money
be,
out of these people.
They better be able to be Tiger Woods and sleep with white women in that one, because there's no reason...
Do they
have
those sex edition rehabilitation for him as well?
The whole
that's the
game
extra
and
DLC.
Yes.
If I could clarify, my maybe it was where I was at in life with Double Dash, but
I was very alone.
I was in a weird
no
spot.
One would play with
but
me.
To me, the other Mario Karts had a magic about them. Like very few games. Like to me, there's very few magical games that remind me of the childhood. One, Super Mario World.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Two.
Yeah.
This where you had Tails.
He's like, eh.
I guess.
Where would be your favorite Sonic? Are you going the original?
I'm going original, yeah.
Original,
that's the one,
no.
That's
original
the one
is good.
I literally begged my mother for a Sega Genesis off of that one.
Alex was shaking his head. Is there no games that just have a magic about
no,
them?
No, they're all terrible.
There's no magic game that just,
no.
When you look at it, it makes you want to cry.
Word processor 93.
Yeah. I that game, man.
So they added fonts in that one.
To be fair, I have played a spreadsheet RPG before.
Exactly.
So.
That's Alex.
That's
for
how
you.
I game.
That's terrible.
The worst way, so you don't have to.
I saw Twitch playing Dungeons & Dragons on. But they offsetted it with three hot girls and one nerd.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I've,
I'm all about
I've,
it.
I've watched some of that and I've been like, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, that's what you leave with. That's pretty much
oh,
what
yeah,
you leave.
For sure.
Yeah, that was all right.
When I streamed Murder, I had like 300 viewers, which is like the highest.
Things my friends
you know?
Say. Volume 1.
It was the
when
it was the highest
murder.
I had. I didn't even have to show my tits.
Well, when you kill somebody on Twitch, then yeah.
But I did anyways.
I streamed.
Nice. Then it dropped.
We will be. Yes, it dropped. We will be back with more Video Game Bang after the break, so stick around.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Generation.
This is parenting at its free, you know, he's experimenting with stuff. We gotta let him be him.
That's
exactly what this is. That's why you get a grown boy in a damn
white grown ass boy
Batman costume.
He sure is not a man if he's wearing a negative Batman costume.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think that's more man than I am, I'll be honest.
I mean,
I can't wear a white Batman
suit.
He's still
getting the ladies.
He gets shot.
I get shot. This KKK member needs to go down. Get out of here, Whitey. I'm sorry, I didn't know. This was a mistake.
Terrible.
Welcome back to the Video Game Bang.
We just dissed Jaden Smith.
Follow him on Twitter, though. Do yourself a favor.
Oh, yeah.
Follow Jaden Smith on Twitter.
Highlight of your day every day.
I witnessed a rant of his where he was trying to make the case that kids shouldn't go to school.
Okay.
Bless his heart.
Just because he didn't want to go to school that day.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Government and stuff.
Reminds me of when I told Alex that math is the most useless subject ever.
My brain exploded.
Said, I didn't even know how to respond to that.
If David were on that couch right now, you'd be dead.
Most likely, yeah.
Moving on with the news.
Surely out of jest, everybody.
Mortal Kombat X listed by Amazon UK for a 2015 release. NetherRealm has officially announced that Mortal Kombat X is launching in 2015. No official platforms were offered, but according to retail listings, it's coming out on the PS3, PS4, 360, One, and PC.
NetherRealm actually likes PC.
Yeah,
I haven't watched any like actual videos or teaser trailers. Are they actually calling it X or is this Mortal Kombat 10?
Because
wasn't the last one 9 technically?
Oh, yeah, that's true. It was MK9.
So
this might
like,
be 10.
This is so
I don't know. X sounds cooler though.
It does. But
it's 10.
X is gonna give it to 10. You. So,
I'm just
exactly.
It's half one way.
I don't think
we can explain this.
I don't think has any game ever just said 10. Are they
Final
always
Fantasy
going
Final Fantasy 10? Because it was an X, but it was called 10.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know the people in the store called it X, but they're wrong.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Grand Theft Auto IV.
I'm just glad I haven't gotten anybody coming in looking for Saints Row IV.
Yeah.
Nobody comes in looking for that. Nobody's selling it.
Nobody comes in looking for Saints Row, I think, is the problem.
No.
I sell
almost as much Saints Row as I do Grand
Saints
Theft Auto.
Saints Row players are more intelligent than Grand Theft Auto.
I think
these are the people that
thing.
Use
that
dildo
be, yeah.
swords, right?
And that's why they're more intelligent.
Yeah, directly linked to intelligence.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Fueled by next-gen technology, Mortal Kombat 10X.
What does that mean? Just a quick pause. What does that mean?
That means you are getting better
We
technology.
Got pretty graphics, y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Our frame rate's going to be a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Or not.
it might just be
prettier.
That's pretty much what it says. It's unparalleled cinematic presentation and dynamic gameplay to create an unprecedented combat experience. And that was with a K, by the way.
It's going to be prettier.
What is that?
There's a lot of just silly words. It don't mean anything. Anyways,
it's buzz words.
No, it's cool. It looks cool.
Did we all see the trailer? Jada said she has not.
I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen the trailer yet?
Forest fight?
Yeah.
I watched an edit that one of my friends did where he just put the Guile theme behind it when they were fighting.
I
laughed pretty hard, I'm not gonna lie. But it looked cool. I'll watch it because I watch fighting games.
It's CG though. So it's not even like it's
yeah,
a
it looks
game.
Like it was pretty...
Did you watch Mortal Kombat 9? A lot of it is very cinematic in how it goes because you're watching someone do a combo for a long time anyway. Plus, they have the fatalities, which are very cinematic in nature.
Yeah, but
and the x-rays and stuff like that.
But
too,
I'm saying it wasn't gameplay that we were watching.
No.
So
obviously, it was bullshot.
So then, I don't
thank
care.
You, Penny Arcade.
I guess there was just small tidbits of what might be in the game, like
right.
environment.
Environmental, which
was
Injustice.
Yeah. She took from Injustice.
And then
yeah.
It looked a little weapon-based as well.
Uh-huh.
When
which
he pulls
is
his
something
sword.
They've done before.
Like
they tiptoe into that realm where they'll give like each fighter two or three styles. And then
I actually like that.
I kind of did like
did
that.
Kinda
it
like
it
that,
worked
yeah.
for that. Armageddon? Was it Armageddon that did that?
I don't know which one it was, but
it
I did like
probably was
that.
Armageddon, because Armageddon had like one of the biggest rosters. Because
Kung Lao had like the scorpion, the snake stands, the, you know, crane. Something like that. Yeah.
And then Scorpion could pull out a sword. And
yeah, it was pretty cool.
But I also really liked 9.
if I'm being honest. Like how
Nine was probably their best one they've made in a long time.
That's when they fixed all the storyline stuff and kind of made it cohesive because they really went nuts with Armageddon.
That's the word you're going to use?
Well,
they just retconned it and made a story. That's what you're actually saying here.
Yeah, using the movie. Oh, yeah. And okay. There's always been a lore. Like when I was when I was playing on the SNES, that was one of the other games I played.
Is that going to happen the whole
time? Yeah. SNES.
I'm going to make it a thing. Hashtag SNES.
Hashtag SNES.
Please don't hashtag SNES. Hashtag.
Z-SNES.
But I would go through and read all the character bios, and they've stuck consistent like throughout the whole course of the game.
Yeah.
And then they had that one with conquest mode with Shujinko and all that. That was epic. I hope they'd come back to that. But with
he has
X,
played 1,000% more Mortal Kombat than I have ever even looked at.
Really?
Oh yeah. No.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I only own
Street
Ultimate
Fighter.
3.
Street, yeah, exactly. Street Fighter. And then Marvel's Capcom.
And Tekken.
And can you guys really describe a lot of the stories on Street Fighter?
Yeah. No. I could.
I cannot.
I could. Well, I mean, especially with 4, they fleshed out tons of storylines with 4. They actually fleshed out and showed it. They talked about it in the older ones, but they fleshed it out in 4. Because
I was like, what's the story with... We talked about this the other show. We were like...
Shadowloo. Done.
Yeah. Well, wow. We were talking about how Mortal Kombat seems to have more of a story aspect to it. And
look at
Street
how
Fighter is just like, hey, these two dudes fight. Like, literally, the dude that does all the little comedy things or whatever.
He the Dalsim one?
Did you see the one with M. Bison?
I didn't see M. Bison.
He just did M. Bison, and then he was like, why do you even do this tournament in the first place? He's like, to rule the world. He's like, with the money you spend on this, you could probably buy a laser, shoot Washington, yes. D.C., and rule it.
But Ryu is going to stop him.
And that's basically what he said. He was like, have you seen two people shoot fireballs at each other? That's awesome. I want to see that.
To be fair, it is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think Mortal Kombat has built such an intriguing universe, though. Like, with the realms and the storyline.
I think it's really cool. I would love to read the Wikipedia article.
And you will.
I'm going to as soon as I get home. I might do it right now.
Just make the MOBA out of the series and be done with it. There you go. And you're done, everybody.
There's enough characters.
And there's weird Nether Realms coming back from the dead and all.
And there you go, everybody.
The trailer ended with a pretty brutal fatality. There's always...
I hate how they vilify Sub-Zero.
Me too, but
I was
regardless, I mean, for a fatality, that was pretty overkill.
That was, yeah.
But here's the thing. That came out the morning after the last Game of Thrones episode. And if you guys know, Game of Thrones episode was pretty damn brutal.
It was Mortal Kombat-ish.
It was Mortal Kombat-ish.
It was very Mortal Kombat-ish.
But,
now that I think about it.
They had health bars and were punching each other.
Someone yelled Mortal Kombat right before it started.
Yeah, somebody did, actually.
That would be a good edit for YouTube.
Yeah.
But
you're welcome.
I needed an adult. After I watched the Game of Thrones, I needed to talk to somebody, have a rational conversation.
Did you call your mother? Mom?
It was very...
They did it again. They did it again.
Because they grip you with a character that you get emotionally invested in.
And then to see him go
that way,
and with that consequence, Mortal Kombat needs that. I'm sick of fatalities for fatality's sake, but if they can build, and Mortal Kombat is known to do a good, decent storyline now, if they try and attempt a storyline to this, they need George R.R. Martin to write the next Mortal Kombat. Someone who doesn't give a shit about the characters that will, like, kill
the
right
people. Dead. You like this one?
Yeah.
Dead. All right, goodbye.
He kills a lot of people that.
But we wouldn't get any dragons until, like, the next 5 Mortal Kombat games.
You get reptile.
No reptile.
You get no magic for the whole first 3 games. And I don't know.
So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
We will have more details for this at E3, I'm sure.
I'm not going to buy it.
I wouldn't even.
I have the internet.
Let's see. Razer Jungle Cat gives you your iPhone a slide-out gamepad.
You don't even have to read the notes on this one. I watched the trailer, and it's pretty sweet.
Is it really?
Yeah,
you're sold?
Pretty sweet. I'm not sold.
You're going to buy it for your...
No.
Oh,
for your...
Wait.
Oh.
For my Android? For the win, everybody?
That's on Metro. Oh.
Can I ask?
Oh, actually, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I was about to say, unlimited everything.
I'm just being elitist here.
Yeah, I was about to say, I have unlimited data, everything. So anyway, it's something that you click inside your iPhone, so it's actually a case as well, and then you just have a slider on the bottom that makes it look like a what was the PSP Go?
Okay.
Just like, wow. Okay. That's the non-selling point for them, apparently.
Yeah.
So but bad memories.
The only thing that I want to know is how many people really game that hard on their iPhone? Exactly. Nobody.
Not the people who are going to buy the controller.
It's growing. I mean, if that's a market that you can hit, then I respect that to a degree. But it's... I will never espouse it. I'm never going to be champion of that market because it's stupid and I hate it. But,
yeah.
I like desktop computers and I like, well, I don't even really like video game consoles anymore, but I like video game consoles that sit in your home and they're on your awesome TV. When I go somewhere, I want something super quick and easy that's not going to drain my battery. And I want Snake or Tetris. Like, that's what I want because it entertains me briefly and that's all I really need. In this bleak existence.
So you're not... are you not really up on the mobile experience for like a major title with a smaller condensed version you can use to make the other experience better?
So you're not playing your...
companion style.
Like companion
style.
I don't even play
I don't play big titles that would have... Actually, I mean, if they had like a Payday 2 title, I probably still wouldn't do it. Well, I might. I don't know. I do it for like 3 months and then I stop. Like, that's seriously how I'm like, I'm going to delete this because I don't use it anymore. But it's... I respect them for trying. I think it's cool. If it works, then that's cool. I mean, if it can work so well that it'll bring people into it, and make that more of a thing that happens.
It's not that well.
Then it will be a success.
It's not that because it doesn't even look like it would. I don't know. It doesn't look like it's comfortable. I would say it just looks like it's convenient for the kids.
For the chillin'.
That will also make money.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
As I say, if it hasn't sold Aaron, we know is the lowest common denominator. Yeah. It's not gonna sell.
LCD.
Basically, right? They should just use me as a test.
Yeah. Aaron, would you buy it? No. Like, back to the drawing board, guys.
Damn it. Like, come on, man. I'm going to lose my job. This is the third project.
Seriously, I cannot give you this tablet for free. It has to cost something, Mr. Carter.
How much is the gamepad going to be?
It should be in the notes, right?
$100
$100
Oh yeah,
way too much. Sorry, get the hell
definitely
out.
Definitely out.
I don't know. Well, it's for iPhone 5 and 5S.
No, it's for people with money.
It's for iPhone people.
I need to live in one of these communities then, that adopt these new technologies first day.
What is this?
It has to be.
What kind of community is it?
These are ridiculous prices.
Alexander Van Bagswell goes to the same gym as me, so he probably can relate. But I just smack my head. Shake, you're just so disappointing every time
smack
you see.
My head,
I smack
my
head and shake my butt
this.
In disappointment whenever I see people with these. he played that out for us. When I see people with giant Beats by Dre headphones.
Man, he cornered that market though.
I saw.
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
He's gonna be working with iPhone.
Exactly.
He's gonna be working with them.
No, that's actually why.
He sold it, right?
Did he actually sell?
He
it
just
all?
Sold
yeah.
it. He
I sold. Thought he was. I thought he was major stake in. Apple.
One way or another, a Compton City resident is going to be a billionaire.
He was one of the richest like rappers.
First
like,
rapper to hit a billion.
Well, yeah, like a year or two ago still. Like, he was still relevant because that market decision, which I love.
Yeah.
But I've heard they just have a lot of bass. They're not actually really super
it's
high quality.
All
it's just,
marketing. No,
it's all crushing bass and then marketing. Which is fine if you have a market that does that. It's just really fun making those people hella mad when you're like, these are better, not what I'm actually wearing. They're trash, but ones that you can actually get that are better, like, these are actually better than your crap. And they're like, nah, man, I got those Beats. And it's like, okay.
Noel Beltran, a person on the show, who's one of the most irrational people I know.
Yeah, 100% true.
Yes.
Bought a Beats by
Dre.
I'll
second that.
Also not surprising at all.
And then returned. He had enough sense, though, to be like, these are crap, and returned them and got some Sennheisers.
Yes, Sennheiser.
He's a, because we support the
Germans.
The Germans.
He's a very, he's very picky about his headphones. He really is.
He's picky about
everything.
Life.
Dumb things.
Let's
shout out to Noel.
Yeah.
Hi, Noel.
We love you, baby.
Miss you, buddy.
Don't rage so much.
Let's see. He doesn't listen
it's
to
not
this.
Good for your heart.
$60 video game price tags in 2014 are a little insane, says former Says former
Bullet
Storm developer.
Might as well have been Bullet Storm. Right. That game was terrible, but I agree as well.
The co-founder of People Can Fly and The Vanishing of Ethan Carter developer.
Two games I have never heard of, I tell you that.
But it was necessary to list them.
Yes.
Just in case his mom was
listening. People Can Fly is the company.
Okay.
If, I guess The Vanishing of Ethan Carter is another developer.
My name's in it, and I still
no.
don't know.
Oh, no, no. Vanishing of Ethan Carter is a game.
And but, so People Can Fly.
No, People Can Fly is their. It was their company.
Oh.
He says that a $60 price tag for most games in 2014 is a little insane, is what he said to the Game Industry International. The saying in the industry right now is if you want to sell a game for $60 to the player, it has to feel like $200. He said that Bulletstorm was a $60 game
for $60.
And these days, $60 for a game sounds basically crazy.
You know, that's 100% true, because when people picked it up, I was like, yeah, for like $30 or $40, I'd recommend it, which is a decent enough dip that you'd get a little. It's not even extra value at that point. It's just true value.
That's what's happening a lot with the game South Park. With South Park, I mean, I was
wasn't
that was
$60.
It was $60, but it was highly anticipated. I got a review copy, played it, and that was basically the gist of it. The game doesn't feel like $60
because they're getting those.
Soul Suspect did not feel like it should be $60.
That's $60.
They're getting those
$60 on next gens, $50 on the olders for murdered.
Like,
so,
that makes it better.
Yeah,
but they're getting those people that I said I need to live by, those first adapters, and they'll go out
adopters.
And they'll buy whatever. What?
Adopters.
Whatever.
Adopters. Yeah.
Excuse me. He represents the German so well.
Not even German.
He.
That was English.
So they pick him up.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Just to verify, that was English.
Not Ebonics.
They pick up these games day one they put the games out this price day one because they know people will buy them, and then later on when they realize, hey, this isn't that, then
that's,
they'll drop the price.
Well, it's also the pre-order generation, not generation, but idea.
It's been happening for
I
a
know,
long
but
time.
It used to mean something. It used to literally, I want this game for me because you won't carry it otherwise. And then it turned into, get these bonuses, whoa!
Ah!
And then...
Well, on their end, to play devil's advocate, they want to, I guess, gauge... To see who's
going
to be in.
So they're going
to
say the game.
Money
I was
going
to say. So they're not going to come out with the game if they don't get enough pre-orders?
No,
no, no. They need
that.
They need to gauge where they're sending the copies, where it's going to be popular.
That's one reason why they say
on paper,
that's
the reason.
That's one reason.
For AAA, multi-billion
GameStop sitting
selling.
On the interest, I'm sure.
But
helps
I think
a lot,
literally,
too.
And then that's a different tier in that company. Because I know the developers that don't see all that stuff, they're probably like, oh, our game is awesome. That's why it's... this price, you know, I made this beautiful game, I wrote this incredible story, and this is the price, you know, you're getting way more for than, you know, in my opinion. But in the gamer opinion, it's like, no, dude,
well, not only
game
that, but like the
30 minutes.
Budget for those games is astronomical. It's more than movies and stuff sometimes.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that's what you should really be eliminating, is the bloat there. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think people who work on games should be paid accordingly. Very clearly, that's great. I support that wholeheartedly. But when you spend so much money on these video games,
where's the money going?
Who knows? I don't know.
I didn't ask that the last show. I was like, I want to see a pie chart.
Pie chart?
Yeah, a pie chart. See where is all
that
this money?
Because
we saw a Kickstarter where somebody raised like $45 million for an indie game, and it's like, where's that money going to?
Well, they usually actually tell you where it goes.
But you're making millions for an indie game, and now you just became a millionaire.
You can live happily for a while, and then you know what you can do? Because you actually like making video games, you can make a video game without worrying about life costs anymore. You can sit on all those profits and make a game for yourself that you can sell for dirt cheap again.
That's cool for an indie developer, but we're talking about
AAA
titles.
We're talking about AAA
devs,
and they...
So you know they probably spend way more...
Marketing. They spend it on marketing.
Uh-huh.
They spend
that's
it on
right. That's expensive.
Marketing. They
how much is marketing? How much is marketing
too
cost
much.
Way
on
too
the
much.
Internet
a lot.
Now?
Infinity and too much.
It can't be that much.
Oh, it's a lot.
For the internet?
What was the story we had about Destiny? Wasn't there like a 55
But that's a big bloated that's a
like
big
that?
Bloated company spending that type of money.
But I think a majority of that is
about, like,
yeah, we're talking about AAA, we're talking about the big boys. And I bet a lot of that money is just
like
going into promotion.
Developer?
Because
well,
they don't even have the
publishing
name
companies and developers too. Waters get murky real quick.
That's where a lot of the money goes. That's why a lot of people are going indie these days. That's why Ralph Van Lierop, you know, making the Long Dark.
You got that there?
I had to think about it. But, you know, a lot of the developers that were AAA people are getting tired of it. And they're going back to the roots of old school video games.
Let's see. 1001 Spiders.
Everything doesn't have to be a reoccurring franchise. Epic Games just did it too. Brilliant.
The Unreal Tournament?
They sold Gears back to Microsoft, made a shitload of money, and said, "We're making games we want to make now."
Treated like a bank heist.
Well, that's the thing, is they get stuck with it. And you get some guy telling you, looking at financials, saying, "Dude, if we just need to make another sequel." By the way, there's a game called Game Dev Tycoon, which is very fun. It's really cheap, actually, too. It's really fun, and you can fall into that really easy. You can research how to make sequels, and then you can find your one that sells and make sequels for it. But if you do it too soon after the first one, people don't like it. And if you do the one that's just like the other one, it talks about things that really happen in real life. But it's...
I wonder how good we would be at that game.
Yeah, you should try it.
Me versus Aaron. Stream.
Yeah, head to head. See who loses first. Who goes bankrupt first?
No winners. Wow. There's no winner.
There's never a winner.
You just lose.
You just do a little better.
You can technically win. Well, there's no winners between those two.
You become EA and you lose your soul.
You can become EA or you can become Activision and have, you know,
Call of Duties over and over again.
I was trying to think of synonyms for both of those words, but I couldn't.
Speak of war.
There you go.
Speak of war. That's actually pretty damn good. That's going to be my first game.
Speak of war. Have you heard about my wife?
That's so boring.
That's an interesting point. Where should games be priced at this point?
$40 right now.
There should be more of a tier system, because we can't hold every game to the standards of a GTA 5. That game had a ridiculous budget.
So if we put a tier system out and we said GTA is in the upper echelon, and a game
I wouldn't even pay $60 for GTA.
I'd pay $60 for GTA.
That game is well worth money.
I would say that I'd pay $60 for it, but I'm never gonna buy it.
How about this? Because GTA,
for the a holes in the group, The Last of Us. Huh? How about that one? Huh?
I wouldn't pay $60 for that.
These are critically renowned games. Insane.
Critically renowned, huh?
Quality.
That means they must be good. Yeah, and I want them for the money.
You can go anywhere, and there's just high praises for these games.
But this is the thing that I'm saying too, because Grand Theft Auto, like I said I would pay $60 for it, but that is with that online feature already there. We had to wait months before it actually came out.
Really? You want your cake and eat it too?
I'm sorry that it was promised and then
I'm saying that's fine. They should deliver on their promises, very clearly, obviously. Yes. But I mean, $60 for a infinite hour game.
Yes.
Potentially.
Okay.
With infinite hour online support.
Microtransactions.
That you don't have to do, though.
Yeah, but they're there.
Well, of course they're there. Okay. Because they're super easy to put in.
All right.
Yeah. But, like, that's huge. That's one of those video games where you could play that forever.
Because games aren't like that now. Look at Dead Souls
What game back then could you play forever?
Because you said Perfect Dark. I could play...
So a multiplayer shooter game.
Yes.
So against other people. Okay. So which is a genre. That breaks it down into a genre. So MOBAs, that's a multiplayer...
No Mercy, wrestling game. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you what I played.
No, that's fine.
You what I played.
No accounting for taste.
Pokemon.
We're talking about games you can play pretty much infinitely.
We're going... I'm just going to say 100 plus hour games.
So that's your barometer.
That's my barometer is 100 plus hours.
So
I think I bought Portal 2 for full price. I beat it in
and
maybe
I'm not,
10 hours.
I'm not even saying.
And then I played the co-op and I beat it in maybe 10 hours.
I'm not saying.
And I was satisfied.
Average 100 hours.
A lot goes to say for the satisfaction you feel too.
Oh my god, I just.
There's your game that you could go back and figure.
And Portal is it like.
I will never
play
it
was an innovative.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But I loved it. Yeah. It made me happy.
It was innovative. It was a puzzler. That was a great game.
You played that last win. Portal.
He said he never went back to it.
I said I never went back to it.
Okay.
I've never played single player again.
All right.
But he felt good.
But I felt okay with the purchase. The full price purchase.
Full price of $60?
You know, discount purchase. But I think it was a PC. 40? I think it was a PC title, so it was 50 at the time.
And then you got your discount as well,
which made it like what, 45?
Something like that. Because you bought what, the two pack or something like that.
I said just about. I said about 40. So you paid five more than what I said.
I would have paid 50.
You would.
I'm.
You would have thrown the extra 10 in there, huh, for a tip.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't have thrown in his tip. But if I was not in the same situation I was, but I had income like I did. I would have bought it for full price.
I bought it for full price on consoles, but I also did get my Steam copy as well for free. So for me, it was a 2-for-1.
I'm not saying I'm going to avoid value, but I will say that I will buy a game that makes me happy like that.
I don't know if I can, even with, because it's just like games.
I haven't found a game like that in a long time, though, to be
honest.
That's
so kind of the point. Like at this point, there hasn't been a good game like that.
And most of the games that you have to spend full price for are on console. Because if you have Steam and they're on Steam, or Humble Bundle, or any online retailer at all, ever.
Yeah,
online
is always cheaper.
Have cheap deals on stuff.
But
so,
see, this is the thing. You're buying into a unknown. Now, definitely, with no new IPs really coming out.
What was the game with Jack Black as the...
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend. Bought that discounted for me.
Okay,
you know, but,
yeah.
Full price. I was... happy with that purchase. I was actually happy with that
purchase.
Yeah.
Even, when it got to the real-time strategy part?
I learned to love it. It was...
What?
Yeah.
Give me that acquired taste bull crap.
I was
it
so
tastes
happy.
Nasty,
I'm not saying
it tastes
acquired
nasty.
Taste. That was a game, so that's what I do. When you buy a game full price like that, you are making the commitment. You will have to like it.
That
otherwise
sounds
you're
like
with
Stockholm
regrets.
Syndrome.
No, I agree with Alex on that. 100%. I agree.
It happens all the time. I'm not saying I agree with it, but it happens where when you buy a game, you feel invested. You know, you don't want
to. That's unacceptable now, though.
I do that with games I don't even buy. I'll borrow a game.
I said I would buy it, and I said I would like it because I support everything about it, and that's why I did it.
You supported the stuff behind it, not I supported the $60 afterwards. Right? Like, I paid $60. Well, I got to play it.
Well, no, I would happily pay $60.
Okay, but you knew the things before it, right?
When I played
it
was the demo, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, beforehand. But I'm talking about these new games that come
out.
The
real-time strategy part was not in that demo, was it?
Yeah, it was. Because
I played that demo
a
bunch of times.
It was a little bit,
no,
wasn't it?
I don't
know.
No,
it
wasn't.
That's why it caught me off guard.
Why,
I played it, and I was like, this game's awesome. It's funny. It's got action, and then...
Got to that.
The fuck is this?
Yeah, no, you drove.
This shit out of my face.
At the end of the demo, you just drove to the end. Yeah, and that was it. Yeah, so there was no real-time strategy.
I never got past the first one.
It was a checkout for me.
To me, it is still very... unacceptable for me to pay $60 and then just to be like, well, I paid $60. I got to play this game. I got to find something in
the.
What's
the alternative?
Like
well, the
thing
is,
you write an angry letter.
You're choosing to invest the 60.
Yeah, you're choosing to invest the 60, but
you're already making the choice.
Demos
aren't
very
like
important. Demos are very important. You know, I play a little before I
that's
buy.
That's why
the
they don't make
thing.
Them anymore. So make it by 60.
They barely, they barely put those out anymore. It's your money. Like I don't understand how.
I think
mind blowing. This
I
is my cash.
I think the biggest thing is
food
if you're
game.
Spending more than $50 on
wow.
anything in life,
you
should research it. And a lot of people don't do that.
What
did
you call
like,
me?
Well, what do we do?
LCD?
Yes.
That's why, honestly, you might be onto something, why the same franchises repeat so much success. Because it doesn't require consumer knowledge to
know
that when you get Call of Duty, what you're getting.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just going to look
and
it's gonna
what
be
happens
faster.
When they walk into a store that sells games? What are the people that work there trying to do? They're selling you on stuff. They're hyping you on things. Or... you walk in, you ask, do you have the latest Call of Duty? Because they know, and that's all they want.
Yeah.
And for parents, it's the same thing. They'll just be like, my son wanted Call of Duty, the next one. What's the latest one you got out, is what they'll say.
Yep.
Like,
or you'll
get
the, what was the one that came out last year?
Yeah.
I just want to save a little cash.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but to me, for educated gamers, I think it's unacceptable. Like, you can't just go in and be like, that one. I want that.
I think
it's a shiny.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
Twitch helps
in the last couple
with
years.
That a lot recently. With Twitch, I mean,
so they have like pre-release streams of it. You
yeah,
watch.
You jump in those streams.
I was gonna say celebrities. They're celebrities.
Yeah, so, they're celebrities.
They're celebrities.
In a realm.
Celebrities.
Oh
no! All right.
Did I mention I streamed Murdered Soul Suspect?
Yeah,
once or
like
twice?
We said celebrities.
Okay, but when I did that, like, it was like right in embargo. A lot of people were watching just for that purpose and asking. That was the number one question.
That's a real thing.
What would you give it out of 10 stars? I mean, it was a
lot.
Well,
that's a terrible thing to ask you.
Especially me.
Yeah.
Well, you could have just been like, these are my first impressions.
That's what I did. I was like, this is a first impression. Ask me to do something and I'll try it or whatever.
Gross.
If you see,
It was no longer about the game.
I forgot who I was talking to for a minute.
Sorry,
for a minute,
Star
I thought Steven was back. Jesus.
Sorry, Star Child. I tried that earlier in the stream. I can't do that again.
can you poop back and forth forever?
Like, oh, yes.
Oh.
Here we are rambling again. Well, that was our show, everybody. Ever. Video Game Bang. We'll be back this weekend. We're going to be experimenting with a video aspect. So stay with us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll send updates to you guys that way. Otherwise, for Alex, Jada, and Aaron Carter, I'm Corey Vincent. We hope you enjoyed your stay at Video Game Bang. We will see you this weekend.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.